Three from the right wing, no good. Rebound, Brown City Bears. 15 seconds left. He's dribbling. Passes up to a wide open Knox, and we have a foul off the ball. And it's going to be, not quite sure, it looks like it's going to be against probably Tony Burton, the head coach for Brown City 1, intentional. And now he's arguing with the official. 12 seconds left. Brown City has the ball. There's a foul called against Aubley. 45-43, Brown City. Foul is against number 34, Marshall Lifran. That's his fourth, team's eighth. And at the line, shooting 1-1 is Baird because of the bonus. And Pickla wants to talk this over. 12 seconds left. The Bearcats are trailing by 2 points, and it's full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back right after this.
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
This one's coming down to the wire, folks. 12 seconds remain in the third quarter, or fourth quarter. Ubley trails 43-45 to Brown City. Ubley is atop the Greater Thumb East by a whole game right now over Harbor Beach. If they win this one tonight, they are the outright East champions. If they lose and Harbor Beach wins on Thursday against Mayville, they have to share it. I don't think Ubley and Harbor Beach want to share this one at all.
And it's all in the hands of Charles Barrett.
He's shooting 1-1, and the first one is up and good. It's now a 3-point game as Baird. Now 5-for-5 from the free throw line on the game. Second one's up, and it's good. 6-for-6, and 4 points between these two teams. Now Brown City calls a timeout, and it's a full timeout. Be sure to tune to WLAW.
Does your checking account give you the flexibility you need? North Star Bank offers checking accounts for all your needs at any stage of life.
Put North Star Bank's Freedom Checking to work for you. Hi, this is Rob Ahern. Designed especially for those age 50 or better, the Freedom Checking requires no minimum balance, free checks, and free direct deposit. Plus, with a Freedom Checking account, fees on cashier's checks, money orders, and traveler's checks are waived. If a checking account that earns interest better fits your needs, North Star Bank offers interest-bearing checking options as well. For a checking account that fits your needs and a secure community bank that you can trust, contact me and the experienced staff at North Star Bank.
Limited styles of free checks available with a Freedom Checking account. North Star Bank, traditional service, today's convenience. Member FDIC, with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Carroll, and Akron. Or visit them online at www.northstaratthome.com.
12 seconds remain. Ubley has it 90 feet from their own hoop, trailing by 4, 43-47 to Brown City. Austin Drake, also the quarterback, kicks it into Nick Sweeney, brings it down the length of the court, and he's fouled by number 10, Chris Fisher. His first, Brown City's fifth team foul. They have one more to get before they're even shooting free throws. Well, here we go. It's a slew of timeouts, a 30-second timeout, now called by Ubley. 10 seconds remain. Still 4-point differential between Brown City and Ubley. Brown City on top right now.
That took a grand total of 2 seconds off. Interesting strategy. Brown City came out with a 2-2-1 zone press. Just wanted to, you know, keep Ubley to keep him away from the basket, make him work to get the ball up the court. And again, 2 seconds.
2 seconds. And you were saying at that timeout, Brown City has two more fouls to give before.
Yep.
Ubley is shooting 1-1. Ubley has 8 fouls, so if they foul, Brown City is automatically going to the line at least for one.
Brown City does not want a foul on a 3-point shot, though.
No, they do not. That would just be bad. And they always say never foul, in general, a jump shot. So, there you have it. A lot easier said than done, though.
Well, this is high school basketball. Stranger things have happened.
As Austin Drake, right in front of his own bench at midcourt, Kicks it into Marshall Leifrand, right wing for three. No. Rebound, Josh White puts it back up, and it's good. 5 seconds remain. And now it's a two-point game. 47-45. Brown City still with a two-point lead after Josh White puts in the putback after a missed three-point from Marshall Leifrand. Full timeout. We're going to stick with this one, folks. John, what is Ubley trying to do right now?
Well, right now they have 4 seconds to work with, and they have to get a steal off this inbound. All Brown City has to do is just go ahead and inbound it and just run off the clock, but that's going to be a little bit difficult, too, because I'm sure Ubley's going to go ahead and foul. Right now, Coach Bickla is looking for the steal or the five-second call, and five-second call is a little bit harder to get because you've got five options out there, and I'm looking at Brown City's personnel out there, and these kids are all good, good hands, people, I guess you could say.
Brown City has not missed a free throw. They are 7-for-7 from the free throw line, 5-for-5 in the second half, 4 of those coming from Charles Baird. You're tuned at WIW. We've got a barn burner in Ubley. 47-45, Brown City leads with 4 seconds left.
One of the things in Ubley's corner is that they've had deflections the whole game, and a deflected pass off this inbound and a quick shot. Well, we got overtime, Clark.
Yes, we do. But we got 4 seconds to play before that. Brown City has it. 90 feet for Leonard Hoop on the left side of your radio. Knox is going to be passing it in. Ubley is keeping in between the inbounder and... Oh, watch this. Andrew Knox tried to pass it in to Brad Smith at half court. And when Aaron went right out of bounds, wasn't even touched by a player. So... Now Ubley gets it underneath their own hoop. Josh White checks back in for Mitchell Guza. And Austin Drake is going to be passing this one in right underneath their own hoop. Ubley Jim just went electrified.
Just like Coach Pickler drew up.
Yeah, I'm sure. Everyone is standing. We can barely see the court here from the top with Jim. 47-45, 4 seconds left. Austin Drake passing it in. Josh White has it on the right side. He goes up and he's good. And that's the end of regulation. Josh White comes across the paint. Right in front of the defender to the opposite block, puts it in for two. The senior puts it in, and he has 7 points in that fourth quarter, and we're headed to extra innings. 47-47, 4 minutes to go before, well, maybe another pass overtime. This one's getting crazy. Brown City led at halftime 30-22. Ubley came back and tied it up after three quarters, 36-36. Now we're headed to overtime, tied at 47. Josh White, with the last 4 points, makes up the difference for the Bearcats. Here we are in overtime. Probably if they win this one again as the outright champions in the East, Brown City, if they win, Ubley and Harbor Beach potentially will share the league title. Now remember, this last time these two teams met, they went to overtime in Brown City. Brown City won that one by, I believe, 2 points. Nope, 3 points, 57-54, back 27 days ago, February 1st. Both teams trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. All the officials talking with the Ubley JV coach right now. Seems to be settling things. This one's not over yet, folks, though. They claim that there's 1 second left. 1 second remains between overtime. They're tied at 47 apiece.
Coach Burton was complaining on that one call. He felt that Marshall Leifrand interfered with Charles Baird for going for the ball. He felt that a foul should have been called on Marshall Leifrand, but none coming. It was right in front of the benches, right in front of the scorer's table. And I'll tell you what, it would have taken a lot of guts to go ahead and make that ball.
In Ubley.
In Ubley.
47-47. We're not quite in overtime yet.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that this is going to be going 84 feet. And right down to Charles Baird, who is setting up on the far baseline right underneath Brown City's hoop.
And number 52, Josh White, is there to defend. Bukeski's passing it in, and he's got a big tree right in front of a big old oak. Number 34, Marshall Leifrand, arms wide up. They're running the baseline. Passes it in to Josh White. He puts up for the three. Oh! Josh White intercepted the pass, chucked it from about 75 feet. It went up, and it was no good, about 6 feet off. So now, officially, we're going into overtime. They put 1 second back into the clock. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this for extra innings in Ubley.
If you